Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're just one episode away from sleeping with the lights on. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We're about to take a look at video of Jen Soto, the mother of Madeline Soto, the now deceased Madeline Soto, being interrogated by police shortly after her daughter was reported missing. This is never before seen footage of that interrogation. The detective getting very intense with her. Take a look at this very telling video about what Jen Soto knew or did not know after reporting her daughter Madeline missing.
We currently have upwards probably 200 people working on finding. Right, the Orange County Sheriff's Office is involved. The Kissimmee Police Department's involved. St. Cloud Police Department, Osceola County Sheriff's Office, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FBI. Yes. Under suspicious circumstances. So anybody who is somebody is involved.
Yeah.
So regardless of the circumstances, those people don't get to go home. Those people don't get to go back to their families. Those people don't get to live their lives and go back to their primary jobs.
Of course.
I know the sheriff has probably expressed to you that's his number one priority. I'm sure the Kissimmee Police Department has expressed that to you, our detectives. This isn't something that's going to stop or go away.
Yeah.
Right? Anybody who knows something, anybody who may know something, will be brought to a room and will be talked to, whether they're guilty, whether they're innocent. Because our number one priority, our jobs, have kind of stopped on any other things we have going on until it's fine. Because that's the most important thing anybody has going on right now. But with that, a lot of people are going to feel that whatever happened, I can tell you, and I know detectives expressed to you that the thought process at this point is this is a homicide investigation.
Yeah.
Based on the evidence I've seen, based on the videos I've seen, I do believe. With that being said, and the reason I tell you that, not to be an asshole, is because the thought process with us leads it in a different investigation, a different way. Meaning, whatever happened has already happened, right? We cannot change what happened most likely on Monday. We cannot change the fact that I believe Stephen killed her, right? All we can do now is find her as quickly as possible. On the 2% chance we're wrong that she is alive, that's phenomenal, right? That's the best thing that could happen. On the chance that we are 100% correct and she has passed away, finding her now versus later will bring closure to your family, will bring closure to everybody, regardless of how it happened or why it happened. Meaning, if you have an inclination, if you know where she's at, if his father knows, that doesn't mean those people get held accountable for what he did. It doesn't mean those people get held accountable for knowing what he did. It means we close out the investigation. You know what I mean? So a lot of times we go into rooms like this and we ask people questions. We say, hey, do you know what happened? Do you know what happened? And there's this fear of what happened already happened. I can't change that. So I'm not going to insert myself with knowledge because it's going to make me look bad. Regardless, at this point, I murdered her, right? He victimized her. He ruined her entire life from childhood until now. I think that there's probably some sense of guilt. And my fear is that sense of guilt is causing you to not want to assist in the location of her, not because you're a bad person, but because there's that sense of guilt that what was happening under your roof. And now, by her being found, brings that all to your plate, and it doesn't.
Oh no. If I knew anything, I would so tell you I want to see that she's dead, because you guys tell me your suspicions, but I'm not going to believe it until I have her body.
So there are things, and the reason I say these things, and again, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but the reason I say these things is there are a lot of things you've said and a lot of things I've kind of researched between the Fox 35 story, between your initial statement to the police. A lot of things have changed. The initial statement to the police was you watched her get dressed, you watched her leave, you knew exactly what she was wearing.
Can I tell you
Absolutely. My
thought process on that, or where I came from with that? I was handed this form, and I'm like, where do I start? What do I write? And somebody said, tell them what you saw. And so I started with, I saw. And then I wrote out what I wrote out. But it wasn't until later, I was like, wait, I didn't see her. I assumed that I saw her. I assumed that I heard her. But I didn't. In reality, I didn't see her. I only saw him. And I heard something in the kitchen, but I don't know who that was.
Which we talked about today. But I guess there's other concerns. Right? You're nervous. The police have showed you their hand. They said, Stefan, we want your phone. Stefan, we want to talk to you. We're going to lock down your residence. You can't go back inside. Me? I don't care if it's the love of my life sitting next to me. I don't care if it's maternal grandma. If the police come and take my mom's phone and my son's disappearance, I'm not going to offer my mom a lawyer. That's nuts to me. That to me shows you prioritizing stuff. Because at that point, you became more worried about him being falsely accused than anyone. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Whether or not that's what you felt, does that make sense? People having lawyers is their constitutional right. That is a thing that everybody is afforded. But for somebody who's going through what you are going through, to offer him a lawyer leads me to believe that there may have been a conversation, there may have been knowledge, or there may have been some inclination that you had, whether it be his involvement, her location, or something, to where in your mind there's guilt.
I promise you,
because you offering him a lawyer is very weird.
I know. That was still me under the assumption that, I think at one point you guys interviewed me, and when you guys showed me the picture of her, I believed the sexual stuff, but I didn't want to believe that he had done anything evil to her. I'm like, what if he did this stuff fine, but what if she's still missing out there? What if somebody took her? I still wanted to believe I believed him. I believed his whole story. So I was just like, I kept repeating that part. I'm just like, what if she did get dropped off? What if she got abducted? What if she's missing? But that was me assuming that you guys had the wrong guy. I wanted to think he was a good guy still, but clearly he's not. After everything you guys have told me and have shown me, I know he's the worst person on this face of the earth.
We know that now. We know he's a piece of shit now.
No.
But you didn't know that then.
I didn't.
Then you offered a guy who the police suspected of kidnapping, abducting, assisting the disappearance. Offered him a lawyer. And then we don't have to roundtable that. You went back to what you just said is the sex stuff is fine.
It's not fine.
Hello. I know every relationship is different, and I know everybody's family is different. I won't ask, but going back on, has he expressed interest in, I'll use the word weird, I'm not going to shame anybody for what they like, different sexual pleasures, different sexual experiences, different kinks that involve things you aren't comfortable with.
The only thing he's ever expressed to me was like anal.
Okay.
He had an anal kink and like butts.
Okay.
But that was something I was never comfortable with or doing. And I let him know that, but that's not like something.
So, you guys slept in the same bed together. Steve was a big portion of your life at one point. Stefan was a big portion of your life at one point. And this is not me coming at you as a person or a bad person, because shit happens in the past. In the past, the past. We can't change the past. Has he ever expressed to you anything?
Never.
Has he ever made these statements about did you feel different?
No.
Okay. When you guys slept in the same bed together, in the middle, did you ever wake up and find them cuddling? Did you ever wake up and find them closer than you thought they should be?
They would snuggle. Yeah.
Okay.
But we all snuggle. I didn't think that was that problem.
So if you guys are sleeping in the same bed and she's in the center, you've woken up and they're snuggling. They're under the same blanket. They're not under the same blanket.
No.
But just like
she's got her own blanket.
Spooning for what?
Mm.
How would it snuggling to you? Because to me, snuggling is spooning. Big spoon, little spoon.
He would lay down like this and she would be right here in his in the nook.
Okay.
How
do you guys sleep? You guys sleep clothed, unclothed? I sleep clothed.
Yeah.
Shirt, pants, pajama sets.
Yes.
Everybody?
I sleep in like my everyday clothes.
Okay.
On pajamas or baggy t-shirts and shorts.
Okay.
And Stefan would sleep with his t-shirt or boxers, sometimes with his pants on. But he didn't have pajamas.
Okay. So they would snuggle, sometimes him being in his boxers. You would wake up and she'd be in the nook of his arm, essentially in a cuddling position. And you never found that weird.
No.
Okay. Again, you and I may find things different. Why? And I don't want you to look back on it, because now you know you victimized her for a long time. Right? Under your roof. With you home, most likely, because you said you're always home. You just got this job. You've been living off disability. I know the Kissimmee Police Department has showed you pictures. I know they've verbally explained to you some pictures. I can tell you that today, we're still downloading his Google Drives. We are still going through his social medias, his cloud-based servers, and everything else. And we can now piece back her victimization in your house under your care to 2020. I believe you've gone as far back as in when she... So when I ask, they've woken up cuddling, did you find things suspicious? Did you have an open relationship? Did he talk to you? Has he made inappropriate statements? It's almost like cheating, right? Like, have you ever been cheated on? Okay. Somebody can only cheat on somebody for so long until they fuck up, or until something comes out, or somebody says something, right? So we go back to 2020. We're looking at a minimum of 3.5 years. 3.5 years where I'm sure you guys are sexually active. Yes. So for 3.5 years under your care in your house, not only is he being sexually active with you, he had a sexual relationship. And I know it's an emotional thing, and I know it sucks to hear. But where I'm coming from is it seems like something that you can't hide forever. You guys live in a small space. close quarters. You sleep in the same bed. You guys all talk. You guys all share things. You're an observant person for the most part, I assume. Outside of taking medications and going to sleep, it seems very difficult. A lot of grown-ass adults can't hide an affair with somebody who doesn't live with them.
Yeah.
Let alone somebody who does live with them. So at a certain point, I do believe you became aware of what was going on.
No.
And when I say that, it doesn't mean you're in trouble. It doesn't change.
I know, but...
But I do believe that a reasonable person, and I consider you a reasonable person, right? Do you think you're a reasonable person?
Yes.
Would be aware that under her roof, sexual relations... The videos, the text messages, the images, they're all documented forever. This has been an ongoing thing. And at her age, I think she probably thought they were in a relationship. She probably thought they were in love because he showed her male attention, right? She just started liking boys, right? She just got a crush. Up until then, her crush. At the same time, you guys are sleeping in the same bed together. You guys are all cohabitating. She's not sleeping in her room. But you felt the need to establish a rule that they couldn't sleep in the same room. But when you established that rule, for 3 years, she's already been dating him, essentially. Whether that's legal or not.
I had no idea.
So I truthfully believe, and this is my belief, I'm not speaking for other detectives, I'm not speaking for the sheriff's office, the state police department, or any other agency I've said. This is Kevin's belief. I believe that you became aware of your sexual relationship. I think at a certain point throughout this relationship, you became aware of it. And for whatever reason, your reasons are your reasons, whether it was discussed that it would stop, whether it was discussed how it would go, that you feel some sense of guilt. A lot of the news statements you've given, kind of, again, my opinion only, I don't speak for anybody else, whether it's in this room or out of this room, bother me. It seems like some of your emotion up until this room, I think some of the emotion in this room is sincere. I think a lot of it's because I'm being an asshole. I'm telling you things you don't want to hear that shouldn't be said out loud. But when you talk to the news, when you talk to deputies, it feels, based on my experience in this job, that it's not sincere. I feel like some of your sadness is not real sadness. I feel like when you gave the interview with Fox 35, it was not sincere. Looking at that video one time, I didn't feel like your cries were sincere. And I'm not saying that because you're a bad person. I feel like sometimes people struggle to show real emotion when they're aware of what the truth is. So it has to be fake. This is demise for the past, let's say, 5 years, right? But her going missing, her disappearance, if you have knowledge of how it happened, where it happened, an inclination, that emotion is not going to feel sincere because you're already aware of what happened. It's almost becomes a lie at that point.
If I knew anything, I promise you, I would tell you. Like, I am willing to take a lie detector test, whatever the fuck you want, but I don't know anything. He's never mentioned anything. I've never seen any signs. I tried watching her like a hawk. I thought I was doing a good job, but I wasn't. I was oblivious to everything. 4 years?
Minimum. That's just how that far back the clown goes. I find it hard to believe for me that you were so worried about how many pills she took at night, but not where she slept or what relationship she was in. His interest in her.
I thought we were all safe. I thought because less than that, he hadn't shown me anything so far. Like, everything seems fine. Like, he seemed like he treated her
like he treats you. In his mind.
It's so fucking disgusting.
So now he's in jail because of what we found on his phone. Not because somebody came forward and reported that he was abused.
No, I know.
She's not old enough to consent. She's not old enough to have a thought process to even want anything that was happening to her. It's abuse. So he's in jail for that. But something caused. Right, we sort of murder, because we can call it a murder. She didn't die naturally. She didn't overdose. She didn't have a heart attack. We circled murder on Monday. Something had to cause that. He's been having unrestricted sexual activity for a long time. He's getting what he wants from her, probably from you, and who knows whoever else, right? So it's not like he woke up or went to bed Sunday and he was like, you know what? I'm done with this, but I'm going to kill her. Something happened. People don't just wake up and like, you know what? They leave people. They break up with people. But usually things cause people to snap. Now, whether you know what? And I'm in trouble. Or I feel like I'm going to. Or him being out. We can go even worse. She's pregnant.
That's what questions last night led me to believe when we started talking about her period.
I was told that her and her friend, and granted, I'm male, never had a period, but that somebody found it weird that they were no longer on the same cycle. Could be different because she's a teenage girl. Could be that she missed her period. Have you ever found a pregnancy test at home that wasn't yours?
I have two underneath the kitchen, the bathroom sink, but I haven't seen if they're still there or not.
Okay. But you haven't seen any used ones in the trash?
No.
Their relationship hasn't changed?
No.
Okay. So what do you think happened Sunday? Other than him killing her, what do you think made him snap?
I don't know. Theories, I keep hearing.
Tell me your theories, because here's the deal. We don't go home until she's found.
No, I know.
So what are your theories?
What I've heard is, what if she upset him and threatened to tell me and say that she was going to tell me and he needed to shut that down? That's the only thing.
What do you think?
I believe. I don't want to believe he killed her. The believers are telling me he must have killed her Sunday night and snuck her body out in the morning.
Show me her stuff in the car. You don't want to believe he killed her.
I want to believe she's still alive and that she got kidnapped, but that doesn't seem like that's the case at all.
Yeah.
I know my brain just wants to believe something else. I just want to believe she's still alive and she's out there.
Did he tell you he fucked up?
No. He acted so normal that day. He was like, I'm so impressed. We got out of the house so early. Like, she made great time. We had so much time to go to McDonald's, but she didn't want to. His story was so fun. Like, every detail was so believable. He's just been lying this whole time. Like, he's...
What about that day in the car when you offered him a lawyer? Did you disclose anything to you there that made you feel like, oh fuck, you need a lawyer?
No. He kept acting like he didn't know what was happening. And I'm like, don't you see forensics? Don't you see they took your phone? Like, something's happening. Like, I think they're going to pin this on you. And I'm like, in my head, I'm going, they have the wrong guy. Like, they're just honing in on the last person who saw her. But no, you guys do more.
Never said, what did you do?
I've never asked him any of that. I still, even up until when we got here to the police station, I was convinced that he hadn't done anything to her at all.
Because of him or because of not wanting to believe she's deceased?
Because of him. Because I thought he was a good guy.
So up until this morning, you still think that it's not?
No.
We're talking about the other day.
Up until
when we took him.
Yes. Okay. I forgot what day of the week that was.
So we're still going to do his phone, his drive, like I told you, all his socials. We're gonna date back to 2020. Based on the videos, it appears that was the start of the victimization. Okay, are you going to find anything in his phone with you?
No. He never done anything.
Has there ever been a request for the two of you to participate in sexual activity with him?
No.
Regardless of you saying no or yes?
No, he's never asked that.
Okay. If we find pictures like that, is that going to surprise you? So if I'm in his Google Drive, if I have a sex crimes detective, a computer person look at his phone,
uh-huh.
and they tell me, hey, Kevin, I found a picture engaged in sexual activity or borderline sexual activity, is that going to surprise you?
Yes, because that doesn't exist.
Okay. At any time during the course of your relationship, has he expressed that he's ever had sex with a child?
No. Not a child, but when he told me when he was in high school, he graduated high school like later, like older than 18.
Okay.
He dated somebody younger than 18. I think she was 15. But I don't know how old he was, 19, 20. But he was an older kid in high school. He graduated late. But he had a really young girlfriend. Her name was Kendall. And I thought that was weird. I was like, that's a little too young. He goes, no, it's fine. We were in high school. Everything was normal. Her parents loved me. Blah, 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 blah. But that's the only one.
Have you ever gone through his phone?
Who, me?
Okay. If you had, knowing Stefan, knowing where he lives, knowing where he goes, how he conducts his life, give me your top five. Because I know you've had to have thought about it. If you haven't thought about it, that's another weird thing I got. Since Monday, right? We told you on Wednesday that we think he did it.
Yeah.
So from Wednesday till today, it's about 48 hours. Give me your top five places you think are possibilities based on knowing him, based on knowing his path of travel. Where do you think? It doesn't have to be based on evidence, just in your gut. Give me your top five places where you think he could.
In this area?
Doesn't have to be this area.
No, I know.
Anywhere you want.
I'm saying, in this area, I have no idea. Orlando, Kissimmee, no idea where he could have taken her. But his trip to Northport is weird as fuck. I feel like in Northport, he knows more people. He has more friends. There could be a place and somewhere there he could have stashed her. You guys said he went into a storage unit. That would be another place to look. But there's plenty of woods around his house. Around that exit is kind of secluded. Like,
when you say his house, you mean his parents' house?
His parents' house, yeah.
You've been there? Have you seen the property?
Yeah, I've been there before.
Do they have land? Or is it in like a neighborhood?
So it's not a neighborhood because they don't have HOA. You just buy the plot of land and build it. They don't have many neighbors.
Okay.
Or last I saw, I think there was a neighbor building right next door, but I don't know if they're done yet. I just feel like he had more, there would have been more spots in Northport for her to be dumped. Because from what you guys have told me, he went to St. Cloud, he went to 192. Could you guys tell where he turned on on any of these roads? It just that he was on the main road? I didn't think he ever, like, even knew where St. Cloud was because we've never driven down that way ever.
Yeah, you live in Kissimmee, right?
Yeah, I know, but to me, he's never had a reason to ever drive down to St. Cloud, like, ever. There's no store or anything he goes to down there. Everything is in Kissimmee or Orlando by the mall.
Florida Mall?
Yeah.
Orlando Mall?
Yeah, Florida. Florida. I sent the last detective like three spots I could have recalled him telling me he wanted to visit Monday when he left the house in the afternoon and got the flat tire. He had mentioned a few of those shops, so I sent them over to you guys. There's honestly nowhere I can think of. We've never gone to the only wooded area that we've ever gone together would be Shingle Creek Regional Park. Where the Pioneer Village is.
Okay.
That whole trail there, we had scooters and he had like an electric skateboard kind of thing. We would all cruise the creek, explore. We've taken a canoe up that creek before. Then the Kissimmee Trail. There's a trail that runs right behind my house starts right behind my house and goes all the way to that bridge on John Young Parkway that says Kissimmee on it. That whole trail, we've done that as well. That's the only places I could think that like he may have gone, because that's where I know I've gone with him before. But anywhere else, I have no idea.
So our ERT team, so what is your spots team? It's just a group of people who search areas. Doesn't have to be wooded, can be wooded, can be swampy. They've been out for 3 days. They're gonna be out all weekend. They will eventually, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in 2026. Okay. I don't think you want that to take too long. Right, I'm sure you'd like to have a funeral. I'm sure you'd like to have some kind of memorial service. The last thing you want is for us to call you in a year and say, hey, we found remains. We don't know. Okay. That may not be something you thought about until just now, but I can tell you, being someone who investigates homicide, that is something that everybody has to come think about eventually. If you can think of anything that would assist us in making that happen to you today versus 2 years from now, regardless of why you know or how you know, we need it.
No, I know. If I knew anything, I would tell you right now. I promise. I want her back so bad.
Communication been like with his father since this?
I've limited contact over the last 2 days because I know too much and I don't want to tell them anything.
You don't want to tell them what we've told you, or you don't want to tell them what you know?
No, I don't want to tell them what you guys have told me. I don't want to share any. It's so difficult because I've known them for just as long as I've known Steph, and they feel like absolute shit right now. I know that they kind of got into a fight because Chris started, are you sure we know our son? Are you sure we know our son? I don't think we know him at all. The mom was defending him, but now with everything, with the evidence on the phone, coming out. They know he's a piece of shit.
We've talked to his dad. And his dad knows as much as you know. He knows his son's. He knows his son's a murderer. He's talked to us. He's been very open with wanting to help in any way he can, whether that's technological, whether that's verbal.
Yeah, he even had. I was with him when he turned in his knife to you guys. You remember he had a knife on him and gave it to you guys. I thought that was.
Have you talked to Chris about Stefan needing a lawyer?
Yeah.
When?
I think when you guys showed me the photos.
So he showed you photos of Stefan.
No.
The first thought you had was to ask his father if he should get a lawyer?
No. I saw a picture. I didn't see the. I didn't know she was getting until yesterday. I saw the picture of the oral sex happening. And I knew that that was true, right? That's evidence. That's for real. That's fucking happening. But I kept thinking, they're going... I don't know why I kept... I can't tell you why my brain kept thinking, no, he didn't kill her. Not that he didn't kill her, but she's still missing. She's still out there. She was taken. Yes, he's done this to her. And that's not okay. But I swore she was still, I felt in my body she was still alive. She was still out there. I told Chris to get him a lawyer because I felt like you guys were chasing the wrong person. But you weren't. You're not.
We showed you a picture. The picture you saw, she was giving a blowjob to a grown-ass man. And you told his dad to get him a lawyer. Missing, right? Now you. But then you just thought she was missing. And we were showing you our investigative lead. The blowjob is not consensual. Whether she wants to do it or not, that is not consensual. And you prioritized him again. You prioritized him by offering him or telling his dad to get him a lawyer. Not what the fuck did he do? Not, hey, we need to figure out what happened. No, let's protect Stefan.
I was in shock.
No, it's not shock. That is your natural instinct to protect Stefan. Okay? And if that's naturally how you react, that's fine. But that goes into what I've been telling you this whole conversation is I don't believe a lot of the things you're saying, and I don't believe a lot of the things you say you aren't aware of. And that is because you've now shown me twice that your first reaction, no matter what you were told or shown, missing and we're seizing your cell phone, and we're showing you pictures of her giving him a blowjob, your first reaction is to protect Stefan. So now, murdered by Stefan, you're aware of this, you were shown pictures of this, you were shown pictures of her body in his car with a seatbelt on, right? We have played it out for you. Now you're in a stage where he's in jail, you know she's passed away, and now you can feel emotion, right? Until that point, when you were shown that she was deceased, your continued first reaction is to protect this guy. You just said, I only saw a picture of him, whatever your verbiage was, I say blowjob, of his penis in her mouth, and your first reaction was, fuck. Oh my, victimized? No. She's being abused? No. It's Stefan needs a lawyer. Who the fuck cares if we think he killed her? He's.
I don't know why. I don't know why I said.
But that's the problem. You don't know why. So the reaction in your mind is you are continuously protecting this guy. So why do I sit here and believe that you don't? Because right now, you know Stefan killed her. You know Stefan's been murdered. You know without her body, can he be charged with murder?
I don't know.
Exactly. So you don't know what we can do. Do I think we can charge him with murder? It's not up to me. Should he be charged with murder? Yes.
Please.
Does your role in her life lead this to happen? I'll be honest. Yes. Since she was a child, since her victimization started, it occurred under your roof, and you acted like it didn't exist. And knowing the victimization, knowing how ongoing it is, knowing that you saw a picture of it, not just us telling you, not me and him saying, hey, listen, he's being a... I think they had a bad relationship. They showed you a fucking picture of it. And you still protected him. So how am I supposed to not think that the thought process in your mind is until she's found, Stefan can't be charged with murder? Because we both now know that you don't want him to be charged with murder because you want him to have a lawyer.
No, I don't. That
part
was,
of the blowjob.
That was
oh,
then.
He can't be charged with murder.
That was then. Everything that you guys have shown me since then and have shown me that he's
so
alive.
So we have to show you a picture of her dead in the car for you to finally not take his side? Do you not see where I'm coming from? Like, I'm not trying to
no.
be here,
no,
but it makes absolutely no sense that you were never is Stefan.
I don't know.
Where does your mind go? Stefan. There should have been no doubt in your mind when they showed you that picture of what he was doing to you that you had any care in the world other than I want that motherfucker to die. Whether you believe the death penalty or not, he protected him. So now we're talking about her disappearance and where her body is. Why do I believe that you're still not protecting him? Because you say so? Because you can't explain why you protect him. You can't explain what is inside of you that makes you protect Stefan. And you may never be able to explain it. But eventually we're going to have to figure it out because you haven't convinced me that you're still not protecting Stefan. I got all these people out here searching. I haven't seen my own kid in days because I'm looking. Believe that I can't go home and see my kid is because you're protecting me. I can't go your people sitting in the woods just waiting for me to tell them where to go, but I can't because I think your is in trouble.
I don't care about him. I want him to go to jail. I want the worst thing possible to happen to him in jail. I know what happens to predators in jail. Like, I'm ready for that. Like, please, I don't give a fuck about him. I'm not protecting him.
But you knew he was a predator when you got shown the picture. And then you text his dad that he needs a lawyer and you hope that he invoked, was the words I was told.
What?
You hope that he didn't talk to us. He needs a lawyer.
No.
All over a picture. You didn't care. You didn't care then. Oh, whether sex isn't important to you,
no.
That wasn't anything close.
I knew what I saw was
he was
terrible.
A predator right then and there. That's the day you found out he was a predator.
Yeah.
Yes. And after you found out he was a predator, did you not say he needed a lawyer?
I did.
So why today, Friday at almost 3 o'clock, 5 days into the disappearance, 2 days since you probably found out, or 1 day since you found out she was murdered, do I believe you that you're not telling me where he went, or that he didn't disclose to you where she was, or what caused this to happen? Is listen, I know you know I've been... do whatever, or listen, this fucking happened. How do I believe that didn't happen when everything you've shown me is protect Stefan? Now, once have you shown priority in this conversation, in this investigation? You're coming here looking for her. You reported her missing. Trouble for not doing that. But outside of you reporting her missing, and I may be wrong, I haven't been involved in all aspects of it, but you have not shown me one bit that you prioritize her over him. And that sucks. Not because we're working our asses off for your family, not because we have people out there sweating their asses off for your family, but because I feel like all I care about is your care is to make sure Stefan doesn't get held fucking accountable.
Well, I don't care anymore.
Anymore? Because we're being assholes, because I'm not being nice.
No.
But up until Thursday, it was okay that she gave him a blowjob. No big deal. Get a lawyer.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't okay. I was, honestly, I saw that and I was in shock. And I don't know why my first reaction was to tell him to get a lawyer, but I saw that and I was in shock and I was just like, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe.
It's easy to believe it now. We showed you pictures of it. You can't deny it anymore. Mm-hmm. The sex was okay. The murder's not. At least that makes sense.
No, that's okay.
I want to know Yes. And not because I think you're a bad parent. Actually, I think you're a bad parent. Dead or alive, she's missing. Her body is out there. Her body needs to be recovered so she can have a proper burial, a proper funeral. She needs to be laid to rest. Your family needs to be able to mourn her. And we need that information. That is life. That is not life of the law. That's not life of the sheriff's office. That is common decency. That is what she deserves. That is what you deserve. That is what your family deserves. But the longer that happens, the longer it takes us to find her, the less likely that's going to be for you guys. And I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I truly am. But deep down, you haven't shown me that I am.
I don't know what I need to show you.
Prioritize her over Steven. Stefan, think of places he would have dumped her body. Think of places he went, things you talked about, things you discussed, whether it's this week, last week. Don't put it in your mind that he's victimizing you, or don't put in your mind that I'm being a dick. What can I think about to find out where Stefan put it? You know more about where he goes, what he's doing, or what he would do than you want to realize. That's natural, not because I'm telling you, but because that's natural. I have best friends. I know more about them than I think I know about them. I just need to sit down and think about it. So I need you to sit down and think about it. Whether you need a minute, we're not in this room, whether you want to do it with us in this room, we need to leave here with an idea of where we can go look for. That is one thing we can agree on.
I've sent you the list of the stores that he may have stopped at and didn't stop at. The only outdoorsy places I can think of that we've ever gone to that he would know about would be Shingle Creek or Kissimmee Trail. I don't know if he knows where Lake Toho is, but that could be another option.
Because you think it's a wooded area, because it's a place you guys have talked about together?
Because it's a wooded area with a lake, with gators. Like, We haven't discussed anything. I never asked him if he directly. I never thought he could have. I always assumed the best in him. But I didn't ask him directly. I didn't even suspect that until you guys showed me that picture upstairs. We're here. I don't know. I'm just thinking of, if I name places, it's going to be wooded areas that I can think of, but he hasn't told me anything. Like, he has not told me, or we haven't discussed.
So him going to 192 that day, all you know is that he went to 192.
He said he wanted to visit House Carved Wools. He named three stores, and that's one store I can remember him listing on that list.
House Carved Wools?
Yeah. I don't have my phone.
We'll get your phone a little bit. House Carved Wools. What kind of store is that?
I don't know if that's like a video game or card game or board top game store.
But that's on 192.
Close to one. I think close to 182 somewhere.
And he said he wanted to go to three stores.
Yeah. But he did tell me that I just don't remember which one.
Are there woods in that area? Are you familiar with 192?
No. Not where these stores are. I have no idea.
Other than... You came up with wooded areas that you know of.
Yeah.
You came up with wooded areas that you think you could double body in.
Because I've been there with him, yeah.
I need to know wooded areas where he travels. Right? You're saying we've been there, so she could be there. So that tells me she's not there. It tells me it's a waste of a search.
Okay.
Because when I put 90 plus people there, that's all day. Right? We got to coordinate that. We got to put them there. So we need fruitful searches.
Yeah.
So I need likely places that you think. And I need places you think based on the conversations with him, not because you can picture in your mind that there's trees there.
Okay. There's no conversation I can think of where he's named interest in being anywhere near woods or it being along his way.
You said he had a flat tire. Tell me about the flat tire you got.
So he said he got a flat tire. Um,
I'm not sure what when he got a flat tire, but he said it was he got a flat tire and then came directly home and he got home around 2:40. So flat tire, he said it. He was driving down 182 and it just popped and shredded and fell apart. And he pulled over into a plaza and changed the tire for the first time in a very long time and said he hurt himself doing it. The frame of the car, something came down on his finger.
All his lies, I don't care, but I want to know what you questioned him about. Why was he there? What was he doing? There's no way you're the most trusting woman in the world. You just don't ask clarifying questions. I know no relationship I've ever been in is that trusting. He just tells you he's gone at 3 a.m. getting a fucking Wawa. You're like, yeah, whatever, bad. Same thing with this. It's like, oh, I got a flat tire, was here. Why is he in these places? Do you not question him? Why were you on 182? Why did you dip out at 3 a.m. with my car?
I didn't know you
did that. This is two times he went to 192. Went to 192 the day she disappeared, right? He's roaming, looking for her south of where she went missing, because supposedly she went missing. 192 is south of where that is.
And
not very likely that that's the route she went on foot or abducted, and that him driving around is somehow they'll locate her.
And he did. And he did tell. I did question that. I was like, when I asked him where he searched, and he said 182. I said, why? That's nowhere where she would be. And he didn't give me a clear answer, and I don't know why I didn't push it. I just thought he was being stupid and oblivious, because I don't see him as the smartest man. Like, I don't. I let him do what he does, but I don't trust a lot of his, is the word judgment? I'm not sure, but I just don't trust that he makes the smartest decisions sometimes. Like, he likes to act like the smartest man in the room, but I don't think he is.
Do what he does. Meaning?
I'm sorry?
You said, I let him do what he does.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
If he wants to just get up and go to the store, I'll ask where you're going, but I won't stop him. Just let him go on his way. I'll let him do what he wants to do.
What do you think happened? Money to know. You know she's deceased. We showed you pictures that she's deceased. We know that she was probably deceased Sunday into Monday.
I
didn't see her Monday morning.
I still want to believe she's deceased. I know you showed me pictures, but
for
like,
the purpose of this conversation, I need you to believe it, because I need you to figure it out. I need you to tell me what you think happened to her.
I think he killed her that night.
How?
I don't know. Could it be possible that he drugged her? Could he have choked her? I just don't know how you kill someone and don't leave a mess or don't leave evidence. Or, I mean, was there a mess? Was there evidence? I haven't gone upstairs. I don't know what you guys have. I barely went into the house today, so I don't know what.
I need to know what you think happened.
I think he killed her.
How? You mentioned drugged her. You mentioned other things. Explain your reasoning behind those assumptions and we'll move forward day by day.
So he had access to benzos and I think Lunesta.
What are those? I'm not familiar with that.
Benzodiazepines are anxiety medications which relax you and can make you sleepy.
Okay.
And Lunesta, I think, is a sleeping medication, like for insomnia. So I don't know if it's possible he gave her something and she was drugged. In those photos that you showed me where you're saying she's dead, maybe she was drugged. But if she is dead and it was done upstairs, I could just only imagine that he choked her. I don't know how else you would kill someone and not leave a mess.
How do you think he got her out?
I have no idea, because roommates come in and out of the house at any given point in the morning and we don't know their schedules. They can come in at any time. You guys showed me a picture, I think, of him or her in the car at 7:30 in the morning. My roommate left the house. She's the one who leaves the earliest. She left at 7:45. So, like, what if he had waited a little longer? She would have caught him with carrying a body out of the house. How did he do that without being caught or seen? That's what I don't understand, because, like,
Did you guys check and see if any of my neighbors have Ring cameras? Any? Nothing?
I don't know what data we've gotten from them, but at this point, I need to know what you think happened to her. I don't need you to ask us what we found.
Okay.
What we found has happened. I need you to come up in your words, in your mind, what do you think happened that night into Monday, because we do not know. I know if her murder occurred Sunday or Monday. All we know is that when you went to bed, they went to bed together, and she's no longer here. So I need to know what you think happened to her, how he got her out of the house, where he went, how he got her in the car, what is she thought, and what happened.
I think she was killed Sunday night into Monday morning. I'm thinking he carried her out of the house. I don't know how he didn't get caught by any of my roommates or no one heard. You're saying he drove all around town. I'm not sure where he could have gone.
And then him coming home and leaving, and coming home and leaving, what do you think? Knowing that he killed her. It is suspicious as fuck. But if you're writing a book, what do you write? Let's say this is a fiction novel, right? You're now aware that he killed her. So now you can piece together a story of what happened, right? You don't know the story because you're not him. And you tell me he hasn't told you. So it's not real. So you're telling me what you think.
Yeah.
Right? We know he killed her. You know, he drove out of there Monday morning. You know, he discarded her backpack in the trash dumpster. You know, he discarded her laptop in one shoe, right? So all her property was discarded to look like she's gone. That way he doesn't have evidence with him. They leave. You've been told that they drove around Orange County, Osceola County, wherever it was. You've pieced that together throughout the week, all right? He's told you where, at least in his version of where he was and what he was doing, right? But then you have all these suspicious times of when he's left and come back and he's gone here and gone there. So what do you think he was doing on all these suspicious times? He's roaming 192. What do you think? Knowing what you know now we can play. You know she's dead. You know that we've given you information. What do you think, knowing what you know, he was doing at 192? He was doing here. He was doing here. He was doing in Northport. What do you think?
So him leaving early in the morning and driving around aimlessly somewhere, I feel like he stashed the body at that time. When he came back and then left again. But see, it's daytime. Like, how could you move a body or move something in daytime and not be seen? But, like, I feel like he went back to check to make sure he did a good job or to move the body again. I don't know. But him leaving the house multiple times without his cell phone is sketchy as fuck. It's so suspicious.
Which is an intentional act. It's not accidental, so that can play into what you think happened.
Yeah. Do you think phone being on the dresser?
It was intentional. Her cell records and her cell data from her cell phone show it is not common for her to leave her phone at home. It is common for her to go to school with her. No teenager leaves their phone at home. It's what they're attached to it.
She's left her phone multiple times.
Her cell data shows that normally it goes with her. So that's intentional. You know it's intentional because he left his too.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's an accident last Friday, this Monday, it was not an accident.
No.
So you think that he dumped her when he was driving around? You think that when he left, he went to check her body?
Possibly.
Okay.
Why would you go back out to 192 without your cell phone?
I don't disagree. So he goes out to 192. We think he may have checked where he dropped her, dumped her. He comes home. He tells you he's just roaming around aimlessly. Right?
Yeah.
So that's twice on 192 in one day because he went to look at the house of cards bullshit or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then he went to do the roaming to look for her on this random highway that he never goes to.
Okay.
Okay. We go into the next day and the next day. Think of the suspicious things he's done. Tell me what you think he's doing.
Him grabbing my phone and trying to log into his emails, that seems kind of suspicious. What was he trying to see? What was he trying to do? The thing is when he had my cell phone, now that I think back to it, he had something wrapped around it, so the phone was under a blanket, and he was like this. So I tried looking at the screen at one point, and I could see an email. But
and that was the cell phone we took from you today, or you gave us today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Can you guys explain what happened yesterday?
Before that, I need you to continue going away.
Yeah. Where are we at?
Suspicious utilization of the phone.
Yeah. Of the phone. Him disappearing multiple times. Him disappearing to Northport. What the hell is he doing? That is suspicious. I mean, now that I know that that's where he went, that is suspicious as all fuck. Why did he go to a storage unit facility? What was he grabbing? What was he trying to dispose of? Or what was he trying to hide in the... That to me is suspicious.
Do you put more weight on that than 192?
192, no, that's 192.8. Something happened in Northport. There'd be no reason he would
take... Do you understand what I was asking? With that phrase, putting weight on it? Like, do you feel like it's more suspicious what he was doing in Northport versus 192?
I don't know which one is more suspicious to me. They both 192 seems to me like the easiest place he could have dumped her or like figured out where to put her. Unless she was in my trunk the whole time and he went to Northport.
The trunk of your car?
Yeah.
Didn't you drive your car at some point?
Did
you guys sit in your car at some point?
I did. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have probably smelled something, but I didn't. So I'm just trying to think. I'm like, did he stash a body in Northport? No, I don't think so. He was probably hiding something or destroying something. So I guess 192 would probably be the most important right now.
For being in your trunk is oddly specific.
Only reason I say that is because from what you guys have told me, he went directly from the hotel to Northport. I don't think he made any stops anywhere in Kissimmee or anything first and then went to Northport.
All we know is what we can piece together through accessible cameras and data. So his movements, his driving patterns, his actions, we can only 100% say what they are if we're on camera.
Okay.
So we can say he went to Northport because the car was in Northport, where he stopped, where he went in between. That cannot be factual from us if we don't have a camera. It can just be an assumption, which is why I want your assumption. Because you know him, I don't.
Yeah. If I fell asleep at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, at the hotel, what was that, Monday night? Tuesday night?
Florida.
Could he have had time to stop somewhere, wherever he stashed her, and then took her to Northport? I think he had time.
Has he cleaned your car since it came back from Northport? Has he brought it to a car wash? Has he detailed it? Paid somebody to come out?
No.
Because you, through your, we call it a fiction novel, you piece together what you think happened based on a suspicious activity, and you ended with, you think he put her in your trunk and brought her to Northport.
Yeah.
I know I asked you to make assumptions, but now I want to know why. Why is that how we finished this? What is in your mind leading you to believe that is the ending of the story?
Because 192 seems like a really busy strip, and I can't think of anywhere immediately, like, other than going deep into St. Cloud, like passing St. Cloud, like going into Holapa or Harmony, that I could see some stashing the body somewhere around there. But Northport has so many wooded areas, and I feel like, I don't know, you would be familiar with both areas. I just don't know him to ever drive down 182 super far down, like into St. Cloud. But I've known him to drive around all around Northport. But see, I don't want to say anything and like lead you guys down to Northport to do a search and nothing's there.
We're going to go everywhere.
We're searching woods right now where she's not.
Okay. I just want to be like, I know you guys are like looking at me for the details, but I'm like, I don't want to send you on a wild goose chase.
You know him better than us. You gotta really think.
If I knew what to tell you, I would tell you. If I had the truth, I would tell you. I don't know anything.
Jennifer, where do you think you took her?
If I were him, and I had to stash a body, but I would never do this. My mind would say to go to Lake Toho. There's a lot of woods there, there's a lot of gators. I don't want to think about that. No, I don't. I just don't want to think about getting hit by gators.
Like I told you, it was going to come to a point where you live. Like, Volusia County Sheriff's Office just found somebody the other day that's been missing for a long time. People get found. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not quick. I'm hoping this situation is today, tomorrow, Sunday, but we will find her. What you need to think about is, when you find her, is there an opportunity or a chance that we are going to prove that you did not assist us to your full capability in this investigation? And if that is true, you need to think about the consequences of that. Consequences of hindering a murder investigation or a capital sexual battery investigation could be punishable up to probably the same charges, the same time in jail. I know you know that I don't believe what you're saying. I know you know that I think you prioritize Stefan. That you prioritize jail. You see what I'm saying? Like, if we come back and prove that you sat in this room and misled us,
no.
That you didn't lead us in the right direction, that you assisted, or you acknowledged, or you knew, you're getting a warning from jail.
Mm-hmm. If I knew anything, I swear I would tell you. He has mentioned, we haven't discussed this. I had no suspicion of anything. He did not tell me any more details of where he went that day other than those traps that I had mentioned. I'm giving you my truth.
So by the time he would have got back from the tire, you were gone, right?
Yeah.
What you told us?
Yeah.
And then she was reported missing.
Yeah.
During that time.
Yeah.
It never dawned on you to be like, damn, did he really change his tire? Let me double check.
No. We got home really late that evening and I didn't even think of doing that.
This is part of a problem. You did so many things and you never questioned it.
I didn't suspect him.
How can we believe some of the stuff that you're telling us or believe that you don't know?
I don't know how to say it. I mean, I guess I'm stupid and gullible and very trustworthy, but I didn't think he'd be the type to do anything like this.
But you knew he was vindictive. You described him as not trustworthy of this family. You described instances where you document where he was lying to his family, lying to you, lying to others.
Lying to his family, yes, but lying to me.
You discussed that he wasn't that good of a person. It wasn't this family. You're not describing him in a positive light at all. So this trust, this caring, all this stuff makes no sense because you regardless of the victimization, describe him as a good person. He's stealing from his parents, right?
But he never stole from me.
You guys have no money, but all he's doing is ordering things, right? He's buying himself things. You've described him as a selfish thief. You even called it a robbery, that he robbed his parents. So you're trusting this dude who you're describing as untrustworthy.
But I thought he was...
What happened to her? Where did you... That. I can't fathom that. I can't wrap my head around that.
I think I only asked him if he took her to school when I called him and told him to come to the office. I asked him if you dropped her off at school, right? Because she never made it. And he said, yeah. And I was like, she never made it. Where did you drop her off?
You guys sat in your car Tuesday night when I was out there. I was out there at least 4 hours. Just you two in that car.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you guys did not have any conversations about this. There's no way. Questioning him. You were the last person with her. What the hell happened this morning? You never did that in that car.
No. I didn't. I remember being on my phone. He was on my phone for a little bit. I know I was medicated. And I was just zoning out. I wasn't thinking anything of anything. I never asked him. Just asking him that one time to me was... If he took her to school, that was enough answer for me. I don't know. I just wanted to think. Not think the worst, I guess. I don't know. But I just didn't think he did anything. Now I know. But then I didn't. I was still believing everything he was telling me.
Juvenile robbery suspects utilize the excuse of I was high on bars. I took Xanax. I was blacked out. Right? Every juvenile robbery suspect you interviewed, I was, in your words, medicated, in their words, high, incapacitated, drunk. It's an excuse to avoid admitting what happened. When you say you're medicated, I can't think of an amount of medication that will numb you so bad to numb the fact that your investigation is occurring right in front of your face when you're missing. So being medicated is just an excuse to avoid answering why you didn't discuss with him what happened. It minimizes your guys' interaction by saying you were not fully coherent with the person I know who can sit in a car and watch a bunch of detectives and crime scene investigators and everybody else search her house, seize her house, and be so numb that that somehow is not ringing bells. He's not overcoming the power of this little medication. There's no way. The human body will overcome that in a big situation. You didn't take enough medication to numb you of the reality of what was occurring.
I mean,
there's no way. Unless you were fully incapacitated, there's no way you were so numb that everything he described to you, everything I described to you, was not in the forefront of your mind. You weren't numb. Just like these robbery kids weren't blacked out. They weren't high enough to not remember the robbery. They just don't want to talk about it.
No, it wasn't clicking. It didn't click to me. Like, you guys telling me, like, it wasn't as hard as this and that. I still believed the story he had told me that when we were sitting in the car, I still fully believed everything he had told me. I didn't doubt him. I really thought you guys were going after the wrong guy. I'm like, they're wasting time. The real suspect is out there. She's being trafficked. That was my biggest fear, is that she was being trafficked. I didn't think that she would actually be dead.
But she thought enough to get him a lawyer.
I really thought you guys were going after the wrong guy.
At that point, from the jump, we've been trying to find her. That has been and will be our biggest priority.
Him getting arrested for victimizing her was an accident. Then we discovered that she was a victim because we took his phone.
And I'm like so happy that happened, because if not, this would have continued to keep happening.
Well, it wouldn't have, because he killed her on Monday.
I'm talking about who she had been found. I don't know why.
How'd you get here? You're driven here?
I was driven here, but my dad followed behind. I think you guys said my car might be ready.
I'll be able to verify that. The is this still going?
Yeah.
All right, Stefan also is not in charge of murder. Right, just a sexual
battery.
He has not been.
Oh.
He's just been charged with sexual battery. I have a couple questions for you that are going to be on record, that are going to be official, that I need you to answer truthfully. Because if they determine that you did answer not truthfully, you can be held accountable for it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear that everything we talked about today in this interview is true and correct?
Yes.
Did you lie to me or the detective at any time?
No.
Okay. Do you currently know, or have you ever been aware of where his body has been since Monday?
No.
Did you have any?
No.
Were you aware at any time, whether it be the most recent instance or the first instance, victimization sexually by Stefan?
No.
Okay. At this time, you do not know where Stefan went on 192? You do not know where he went in Northport?
I do not.
And you have had no time this week in any conversations with Stefan where he disclosed what he did?
No.
Okay. The story that we talked about of what at one point we discussed that she could potentially have been in the trunk on the way to Northport.
Yeah.
Is that information you know to be true or an assumption?
An assumption.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us before we go check on the phone in the car? We may not be able to answer everything, but if you have questions, we can see if we can't answer those questions. It's not your only opportunity. Your only opportunity phase was you saying you swear.
Yeah.
You also the only opportunity. You obviously have numerous detectives' phone numbers. You have numerous agencies' phone numbers, things like that. So realistically, there will be other options for you to ask questions.
I don't think I have questions right
now. Okay. I don't want you to think I was purposely an asshole to you.
No, I know. You're doing your job.
Like I told you, like the sheriff's probably reached out. You've been in communication with numerous people here. Those are my opinions, and my opinions only. They don't reflect Sheriff Mina, the Chief of PD, Kyle, any other detectives who talk to you. All right? I personally don't know. All right? We will be here all weekend. We will be here all night. My only hope is that you truthfully did not lie to us. You truthfully don't know where she was, and that you truthfully did not know what was happening to her.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.